And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 1st of September, 2017. It's the anniversary of the attack that began World War II. 1939, Hitler sent his army into Poland. He claimed it was a counterattack, that the Poles had started the whole thing, but in reality, the Polish troops had simply moved up to their own border to try to defend it against German troops who had been moving to the Eastern Front for weeks. Hitler had just signed a treaty with the Soviet Union, which surprised everybody. They had been sworn enemies, but their intention was to carve up Poland, Germany getting the western third, the Soviets taking the rest. Britain and France, allied with Poland, entered the war 2 days later, but by then it was too late. The German army, within 6 days, had taken Krakow, and within 10, they were outside Warsaw. It was on this date, 1873, the cable cars first began to run in San Francisco. Andrew Smith Halliday, 4 years before, on a foggy day, saw a team of horses struggling to pull a horse-drawn car up a steep cobblestone street. The horses were being whipped, but they lost their footing. They fell, and they were fatally dragged by the car as it rolled down the hill. And Halliday determined to find a better way, a way to couple a steam engine and a cable to get a car up the hills of San Francisco. He tried it out at 4 o'clock in the morning on an August day from the top of Knob Hill, and it ran, began public service on this day, 1873, and it made Andrew Smith Halliday a very wealthy man. It was on this day, 1773, that Phyllis Wheatley, 20 years old, born in West Africa, brought over as a slave as a young girl, published her poems on various subjects, religious and moral, a book that George Washington thought was pretty good. Here's a poem for today by Seamus Heaney entitled Digging. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests, snug as a gun. Under my window, a clean rasping sound. When the spade sinks into gravelly ground, my father digging, I look down till his straining rump among the flower beds bends low, comes up 20 years away, stooping in rhythm through potato drills, where he was digging. The coarse boot nestled on the lug, the shaft against the inside knee was levered firmly. He rooted out tall tops, buried the bright edge deep to scatter new potatoes that we picked, loving their cool hardness in our hands. By God, the old man could handle a spade, just like his old man. My grandfather cut more turf in a day than any other man on Toner's Bog. Once I carried him milk in a bottle, corked sloppily with paper. He straightened up to drink it, then fell to right away, nicking and slicing, neatly heaving sods over his shoulder, going down and down for the good turf. Digging, the cold smell of potato mold, the squelch and slap of soggy peat, the curt cuts of an edge through living roots awaken in my head. But I've no spade to follow men like them. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests. I'll dig with it. Digging, a poem by Seamus Heaney from Opened Ground, Selected Poems, 1966 to 1996, published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.